3. Salma. Star of Oceania, South Atlantic Ocean. Thunder, and the supertanker's increased rocking awoke her. Salma Bahmani sat up abruptly as lightning flashed through the single porthole of her stern cabin, 4 levels above the engine room. But there was something else. A feeling. She jumped off her bed, landing on the cold tiled floor, while reaching for her Beretta 92FS, wedged under the mattress. But her fingers never touched it. Her cabin door burst open, a bulky figure backlit by the passageway and clutching a pistol fitted with a sound suppressor, fired into the bed. The mechanical noise of the semi-automatic blended with the spitting sounds ripping through the mattress, striking the floor. She rolled away in the semi-darkness, surging to a deep crouch next to the door. Cocking her right leg, she snapped it toward the side of the intruder's knee, heel up and toes pointed down. The sidekick connected, but the man was large, strong. He staggered back, regaining his footing, shifting the weapon toward his left and firing again. Remaining low, the smell of gunpowder tickling her nostrils, Salma pivoted on her left foot, shifting out of the way. 2 rounds struck the wall where she had been a second before. Whirling toward him at waist level, she tightened her right fist, uppercutting his groin. Surging to her full 5'7 height, she followed with a palm strike to his solar plexus. The man screamed, dropping the weapon, a black Makarov, and sending it skittering under the bed. Bent over, he stumbled back into the corridor, tripping over Fakir, the guard she had posted outside her cabin. He fell on his side by the blood pooling around the young Pakistani's head. Salma rushed through the doorway as the man, whom she now recognized as Victor, the large Ukrainian cook, managed to get up while unsheathing a shiny knife. He clutched it like a professional, with the serrated blade protruding from the bottom of his right.